Thank you for joining me for the podcast today. This week's study, we are taking it away out of Psalms 23:3. Most of us are familiar with Psalms because it's the great passage about how God leads and protects us. And we're going to take particularly verse 3, and it says this: He renews my strength. He guides me along the right paths. He brings honor to his name. And in the King James Version, it says, He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So the theme here is, how do we restore? If we're supposed to do the things that God wants us to do, are we restoring ourselves? Are we being restored? Are we restoring others? How do we do this? This is the only biblical passage that contains the phrase, He restores my soul, and that's in Psalms 23:3. It's the only one. This is in context of the shepherd who leads his sheep to green pastures, quiet waters, and paths of righteousness. As Christians, we are the sheep of God's pasture, Psalms 100 verse 3, and only He can really restore our souls. To restore means to repair, to renovate, or to return to a former condition. The soul is the deepest part of us, our spirit and innermost being. Since God is the one who made us, only He can restore us because only He knows what we truly need to restore our souls. There are people who like to restore cars and old clocks, antique furniture, and even houses. They call it flipping houses. Then they like to bring them back to their original state and make it look new again. So that has been this whole idea of being renewed again, bringing things back to its original state, or how God first met you when you were so much on fire for Him. God has given us the answers about restoring our souls in the Bible, in the Word of God. And it says in 2 Timothy 3:16 through verse 17, and it has the answers and wisdom to deal with everything we'll ever face. Here's what it says: All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip His people to do every good work. It can make us wise unto salvation. If we just go back one more verse in 2 Timothy 3:15, it says, You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. This message and the Bible will teach you that. It will serve to encourage us when we are faint-hearted, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. Look at Psalms 119, verses 97 through 105. It's a great guidebook to give us peace and satisfaction. Especially in verse 105, it says, Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path. There's our direction. While there are all kinds of books written by men offering worldly wisdom, only God's word is truly capable of restoring the soul and offering hope in times of distress. Of course, restoring the soul is only possible for those whose souls have been redeemed through faith in Christ. Jesus promised rest to all those that would come to Him, Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. So it is important that we are sure of our salvation and our relationship with God. Only those who are truly born again in Christ can experience the peace and joy that God has promised in His Word. Thankfully, God has provided for us when we face discouragement, trials, and temptations. He has provided three primary sources of encouragement and strength. First, He has given us the Word to guide us, encourage us, and nourish us spiritually. We need to spend time reading it and hearing it preached. Romans 10:17 says, so faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And another version says, so faith comes from hearing, that is, hearing the good news about Christ. Hearing, and by hearing the word of God, as it says in the King James Version, we need to hear it with our mind and bring it down to our heart level so we can begin to understand by believing. That's why this hearing and hearing, it's almost like you have two sets of ears, one in your mind and sits on your head, and then there's that heart that can hear and understand. I like what St. Augustine once said, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. It's very important for us to believe what we are reading, most of all, obeying it. We find that in Psalms 119, verse 2, and Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 2, and in James 1:25. Here's a second point. God has also given us the privilege and the power of prayer. Matthew 7, chapter 7, verses 7 through 11. Mark 11, verses 24 through 25. John 15:7. Let me read you Hebrews 4:16. It says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. 1 John 5, verses 14 through 15 is rich, and it says, and we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our request, we also know that he will give us what we're asking for. We need to take our problems or discouragement and our tiredness to God in prayer, knowing that he loves us and cares for us. That's beautiful. 1 Peter 5, verse 6 through 7. Third, he has given us the Christians to encourage us and support us. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 19 talks about this. Ephesians 4, verse 29. Hebrews 3:13. There's many verses. And it is important to be a part of a healthy, well-balanced church and to regularly worship and be with in fellowship with other Christians and really share in this. We read this in Hebrews 10, verses 23 through 25. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 through 4 says that Christians who have gone through similar struggles can be a great source of encouragement and help us, right, as we go through dark times. That's what the scripture says. That's experience that's talking. Discouragement in times of trouble and tribulation is not unusual. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of godly men and women who have faced similar situations. These examples can serve as encouragement to us today, because the same God who is faithful to them then will be faithful to us today. One only has to look at the stories about Elijah, Moses, and David. There are three classical examples of giants in the Bible who went through depression and needed restoring or restoration. It's helpful to begin by reading the Psalms because King David wrote many of these during the dark times in his life, and they can serve to encourage us when we are depressed, tired, and discouraged. Because David had experienced the joy of soul restored by God, he could pen the beautiful words of the 23rd Psalms. He restores my soul. When Jesus heals the blind man, he restored his eyesight to its original purpose. This is what Jesus wants for us, to be restored to where we originally were so that we can see again. And that is to see the light of God that can shine a path on our feet so we don't stumble, and a passageway so we know where we are going. And the great song, Amazing Grace, we read the lyrics that says, I was once blind, but now I see. Our spiritual eyes have been restored. Allow yourselves to be restored. Allow God to use you to help restore others that need that Christian fellowship, that need that fellow brother or sister, to help them get back to where they were. Not to condemn them, not to control them, not to tell them how wrong they are, but to help them get back where they were. Get the fire back in the belly. I think this is awesome. Things for us to learn today and to take to heart. God bless you.